You're listening to SBS News.
The number of coronavirus cases around the world has hit almost 3 million, with more than 206,000 deaths. Of the approximately 3 million cases worldwide, almost 874,000 people have recovered from COVID-19. In Britain, the number of deaths rose by 413 to more than 20,700, but the country also experienced a drop of 500 in the number of patients hospitalised. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is back at his Downing Street office after recovering from COVID-19. But despite some positive signs for the country, Environment Minister Secretary George Eustace says it's still too early to ease lockdown and social distancing restrictions.
It will be reviewed again in a couple of weeks' time, and that would be the right moment to consider the scientific evidence that we have, particularly the latest medical evidence. Very important that we don't do this prematurely and risk a second peak. Very important that we see a consistent downward trend and sustainable reduction in the number of infections.
Two of Europe's hardest hit countries have recorded their lowest daily death tolls for more than a month. There were 288 new deaths in Spain and 260 in Italy, the first time its toll has been below 300 since the 14th of March. Since the start of the outbreak, more than 23,000 people in Spain have died due to COVID-19 and more than 26,500 in Italy. Spain has started easing some of its strict lockdown restrictions, with children under 14 allowed outside their homes for exercise. Grandmother Amparo Aguilera has been taking care of her grandchildren, aged 6 and 5.
Los niños sobre todo necesitan salir.
Adults understand it more, but children their age have to go out, especially those who are very active have to go out. My grandson climbed onto the armchairs, but there comes a point when you have enough, so it will be very good for them to get out.
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has announced plans to gradually reopen the country after weeks of strict lockdowns. Mr. Conte laid out a long-awaited timetable for getting back to normal, announcing factories, construction sites and wholesale supply businesses can resume activity as soon as they put safety measures in place. In total, the country has recorded nearly 200,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 26,600 deaths. Mr. Conte has also confirmed public parks and gardens are set to reopen on May the 4th, and Italians will also be able to visit relatives who live in the same region. Mr. Conte stressed the importance of continued social distancing, saying if the rules were not followed, coronavirus cases would rise again and irreparable damage would be done to the economy.
Se non rispettiamo, quindi...
If we don't respect the distance, if we don't respect the precautions, the epidemic curve can rise again and spin out of control. We will have more of our people dying, and at that stage the damage for our economy would be irreversible. Allow me to say that if you love Italy, you keep the distance.
In the US, some states are taking steps to reopen despite the country's COVID-19 death toll passing 54,000. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee will join other states, beginning an experiment to reopen economies without the testing and contact tracing infrastructure that health experts say is needed to prevent a resurgence of infections. Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and South Carolina have already taken steps to restart their economies following a month of government-ordered lockdowns. But health experts say increased human interaction could spark a new wave of COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the latest daily death toll of 367 is the lowest for almost a month.
Overall hospitalization rate is down. Even the number of new COVID cases is down, still not good. Still 1,000 new COVID cases yesterday. That would normally be terrible news. It's only not terrible news compared to where we were. And there is no relative context to death. Death is death. 367 people passed, 367 families.
The lockdown in India has put millions of poor people out of work and left migrant workers stranded and unable to return to their hometowns in the absence of transportation. India's high population density and poor sanitation infrastructure has raised concerns over the spread of the virus in the country with almost 27,000 coronavirus cases and close to 900 deaths so far. Some migrant workers and their families are struggling to arrange food since the lockdown was announced late last month. Migrant worker Kamla Devi is one of those affected.
Once the work resumes, then it will be nice. And if the work does not resume, then we are worried that what will we eat? What will we earn? We have our children with us. If they get ill, who will look after us?
Sweden, whose softer approach to combating the coronavirus pandemic has garnered international attention, is ordering the closure of five Stockholm bars and restaurants that fail to respect social distancing guidelines. The Swedish approach has received criticism both domestically and internationally, as its death toll has leapt much higher than its Nordic neighbours, which have all instituted more restrictive containment measures. As of Sunday, Sweden, which has 10.3 million inhabitants, reported more than 2,000 COVID-19 deaths, compared to 422 in Denmark and 193 in Norway, whose populations are about half the size. State epidemiologist Anders Tegnell has defended Sweden's approach, telling the BBC many of the deaths have been in aged care facilities and not in the general population.
We have been able to achieve what we set out to achieve. I mean, Swedish healthcare keeps on working. Basically with a lot of stress, but not in a way that they can turn patients away. What has not worked out very well is our death toll. And that's very much, it's partly due to the strategy, but not really very much. It's mainly due to that our elderly, or homes for elderly, have not been able to keep the disease out.
And officials in Jordan have announced ministries and other public departments will be closed for the duration of Ramadan to curb the spread of COVID-19. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.